you're watching, just go on, you sit down somewhere watching, and he'd come back and turn it up again.
Have you ever heard anything unusual about a king snake?
Oh, I've heard of them, and I have seen a few king snakes, not many. I understand they are king of snakes. And I understand that they will eat another snake.
That's what I've heard. Sound like a good one to have around.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What about these insects that you see jumping around in your front yard? Some of them green, some of them black.
Some of them green, some of them black.
Yes.
Would that be a grasshopper?
Yes. Ever heard people around here call it a hopper grass?
Mm-hmm. Sure I have. A lot of people call them hopper grass.
Mm-hmm. Can you use those for bait?
Well, yeah, it makes good fly bait for brim.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a bait shop down here sells crickets for fly bait. And the brim hit them fast, they hit the water.
Is that right? Do you like to do fly fishing?
Not too much. I always like to fish for the big ones.
Sometimes when you're cleaning around your house, you'll see these things that'll gather in the corners of your ceiling. Not insects or anything, but just this stuff that'll gather in the corner of your ceiling. What would you call that?
In the corner, like in there?
Yes, sir.
Spider web?
Right.
We've had quite a few of them this year. Yeah.
Is that the same thing that you might see outside between two bushes?
That's right. Spiders. Well, they're a different spider now. These spiders you see in corners like that, they're small spiders. And the one you see in the bushes where they make that web, big web.
Yes.
They're a big old spider with a big bottom end on them. Big or devil. I used to have them in my garden a lot. They're good to keep the insects down. They get those beetles and things, you know, and eat them.
Yes.
And I had a green snake in there one time, and every time I go in there to pick beans, he'd be laying up there in the way. And I'd shoot him on down toward the other end while I'm picking beans. I guess one morning I went in there and he wasn't feeling just right. Went in there and put my hands in and shook the limb to make him go on down further. He kind of got mad and wanted to bite me, so so I had to kill him.
Hmm. But they're good to have around to take care of the others.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're good to have around. You can have one stay in the garden all the time.
Have you ever heard people call these spider webs cobweb?
Mm-hmm. Cobweb.
Is that same thing?
Same thing.
And the part of a tree that grows underground, you call those the
roots.
Have you ever heard of people around here using the roots or any other part of a tree for some kind of medicine or stuff like that?
I've heard of people getting tree root for some kind of teeth or some kind of disease like that. I really had never seen anybody do it, but I heard a lot of it.
Yes. Do you have this kind of tree around here that you hear people talking about you can tap for syrup?
Tap for syrup?
Yes, sir.
We've got that tree around here. Let's see. We got saffron. That's tap it for saffron.
Maple?
Maple we don't have any.
What are some of the common trees you have around here?
Well, we got saffron,